In the current daf, we say this about the zayin daf chav dalet. Begin on the base. Good test matter. Begin the gemara. Yisro lach matan torah haba. Yisro zap matan torah. So it's time. We can say, wait a second. This is the second look. It says, in kin, if that's the case, Tzipora ishes Moshe. That means Moshe's wife Tzipora, who was with Yisro when he came, loy ba lach matan torah, only came after matan torah was given. But tikshi al ha da min the perak abal yibamte. So this is going to be a difficulty on what the gemara says. And Yivam Tav Samach Beis Zon Alf. Gimel Dvaram Asa Moshe Midaita. There's three things Moshe did on his own. The Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Yodeh, and the Kodesh Baruch agreed to what he did. The Kachosh, one of the three, is Pirishman Isha. He separated from the woman when it came time for the Torah. My Kama, Allah Yisrael Tzipor Yimah. He didn't have his wife with him then. The Yisrael says, we can say, Kodesh Baruch Hu Nosan Leib Lipirishman Isha. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him this idea. Or Kodesh Baruch Hu was maskim through him that he gave him this idea to separate from the woman. But you're right, although his wife wasn't really there. Now, according to the one who holds it, that he did come before Mantara, Kasha, with the difficulties, Mashama Moshe El Yisrei. Moshe is the Yisra, Baidati is Chukelikim Vitevaisav. What do you mean? Not dialing in the Torah. What's he teaching the people? The Torah wasn't given yet. Void Kasha, another difficulty, and this was right when Yisrei came. Void Kasha, another difficulty is Mashapesh, Rashi, Pasha, Yisrei. Rashi and Pasha, Yisrei explains, Shloila, Moshe, Shoras, Lishbet Yisrael. Moshe didn't have time to judge Jewish people, and Machos Yom Kippurim until the day after Yom Kippurim. That most definitely was after Matan Torah. So let's touch this. So near it seemed the chalais of parasha rishon the Yisrael. Actually, the truth is that whole parasha that says over there in the beginning of parasha Yisrael never came Matan Torah. That was said before Matan Torah. Avos sefer parasha v'adil never ad la'acha Matan Torah. But you're right. The end of the parasha for sure wasn't said until after Matan Torah. El agav shemesabah bi'is chalais noi. But this just once it mentions that his father-in-law came. Mesabah kol inyan talks about the whole idea shachaz la'arta until he went back home. And a full manda malach man turba, and then according to the one that says he only came after man turk, it says kosh, a little bit difficult. Why is it saying over here before man turk? So I feel like we have to say the lefishas, but based on Malik, since it's talking about what Amalek came in the previous parasha, Shadal Yisrael, that did bad to the Jewish people, Rishayna, at first. So it talks about the story of Yisrael, Shaitel Yisrael, Rishayna, that did good for the Jewish people first. May it's a chashuv shlasan from the good ideas, from the counsel that he gave them. So even according to the one who holds that he came before Matan Torah, the first part was actually before Matan Torah, at the end of the parasha, if a pasuk is Gimel and onwards, that talks about, you know, the counsel and advice, that is obviously after Matan Torah, because, you know, that's talking about how he delegates the learning of Torah to Klal Yisrael, and even though Matan Torah is mentioned later, but, you know, since it mentioned the whole thing. The next test, Matthew begins the Gemara, Yechon Amma, he says, Gvul Yeshla. Well, there's a limit. Pachas Mebas Gimel Nekeres. Only up until age 3 does the animal become sterile. And therefore, up until that age, you have to be concerned that non-Jew is sodomizing the animal. We have a koi, l'shenuye, rumye, demasnitin. What's this going on? It's going on... the answer for the contradiction of the Mishnah of the Eim Amidin, where we said that you're not allowed to give the animals over because they were concerned they're going to sodomize, but he delighted them by Eimah LeKarbon, which we said, but what you could buy from them an animal become we're not concerned for sodomy. Well, even the Rabbanan come out. I'm going according to the Rabbanan that we're saying that we're not concerned for Raviyah, because Dilah Rabbalaza full of Abbas Shtayim Chayish Raviyah. He's concerned even age 2, the Par Bashtayim, because a cow. The paraduma is 2 years old, and still he's concerned b'sodomy. Moreover, this we learned the a place of chalak abundance that he could disqualified buying all kabbanas from non-Jews. The mashma sounds like even some kabbanas are a year old. So obviously he's concerned in all situations. But then since the time begin to say how you let to buy an animal from a non-Jew less than 3 years old because you're saying you're not concerned b'sodomy. Nechesh, why are you not concerned demeravu le'ima? Why are you not concerned that the mother was sodomized kishimu bears when it was pregnant? And therefore, if a Hebrew blood nirvah, the halach is then it's considered as if the fetus is also sodomized. Yeshama says, you can say it's Rabbi Yechon Tamei, Rabbi Yechon goes according to his reasoning, Dhamma Perakol, there says, Gibam Sarin Chayin Chesamel, Ubala Biyachimahu. We don't consider the fetus as the thigh of the mother. In other words, it does not get the disqualifications of the mother. It's not considered as if what you did to the mother, you did to the fetus. And it says, Matta Begit Gemara, Parva Chamar, Bashol Shon and Badal Kain. So if it's within 3 years old, so then, for sure, it's considered the firstborn, and it's for sure going to the Kohen. Pirish, in other words, because the Kohen Shalish, before 3 years old, Vadei Lo Yolde, for sure didn't give birth yet. So it says, you gotta wonder, this happens every single day, the Par Bashtei Shon Yoledes, that a cow that's only 2 years old does have a baby. Yeshem says, but he says, Devadi ati nishtana ha'eis mekamay shalib deres yoshayinim. Obviously, the nature changed than how it was in the previous generations. Kamay be'in nuise devrada, which is damin pergele trevis chulnab memzayim et alf, kol chibye b'reyasa hochi islehu, amagibiyasa leslehu. In other words, there's some type of thing on the lungs that a certain interesting thing, like a rose, that shape is like a color. It's like it's something different. And here we're saying all our animals have it. This is what's called nishtana tab, the nature changed from what it was. And it's just about the beginning of the Gemara, yasma. Oh, some say that they said the orphaned song of Tehillim, which Perashat and Rashi explains. Shlehus kashem ha'omer doesn't say who the author is. That's because that's difficult, because there are common mizmarim yeshka yitzibay. There's many mizmarim that don't say who authored it. You have mizmul sayyidin tilm perakuf. You have mizmul shemeshabas perak tzadibayz. Shlehus kashem ha'omer doesn't say who said the song. So rather, Benir Lefarash says it seems to explain shakar le'yasma, the reason why it's called orphan, mishum shlehus ka'aman nemer. It's not mentioned why it was said. From mizmul sayyidin, where shemefarash nasul omer al-tayyid, it was said that it was made for song, for Thanksgiving. Where it says that it's being said for Shabbos. Now, and you have Ashi Ish in Perik Alf. And Hashem Malchi is Lovish in Perik Tzadi Gimel. There it also doesn't say what the song was made for. It doesn't say Mizmer. To say Mizmer, not say what it's for, that is only one, and that's the Mizmer Yasma, that's the orphaned Perik. In Telem, Perik Tzadi Ches.